It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. It's a lovely bar, it has a lovely atmosphere, and the food is to die for. It really is fantastic. So pop along if you're out this neck of the woods. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, why not stay in the White Sands Hotel. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? You may have seen this story over the last couple of days, but a High Court judge has suggested that Enoch Burke could be forced to pay for a security guard who's been hired to keep him away from the grounds of his former employer. The court was told that Wilson's Hospital School has had to hire a security guard in a bid to stop Enoch Burke trespassing on its grounds following a recommendation by a judge last year. Now, the court was told that the security guard started working there this week at a cost of €763 a week. They've applied to the Department of Education for funding to hire the security guard and expect to hear back shortly, but at this moment, the school is paying it out of its own pocket, basically. But the judge has said that he could make Burke, who wasn't in court, liable for the cost of security instead of paying €2,000 fines to the state. And that's the question that we want to ask you. Should this guy be forced to pay for the security guard outside the school that he keeps turning up on day in, day out, in order to make his point that I still work there, I'm entitled to be in here? In fact, have a listen to some of the exchange between Enoch Burke and the security guard outside the school in County Westmeath.
This is where I work.
My response will be the same. I'm not allowed to intend to...
No, I work here as a German and history teacher.
Sorry, I'm really sorry.
No, I work here as a German and history teacher, and I need to...
You're doing this.
No, I'm not. I'm just walking into school.
You are walking towards me. I'm always saying.
Yep, because this is my workplace and this is where.
I'm really sorry for that. You are not allowed.
This is what you see now this morning as like Tuesday. You know, I'm here to do my work and just to engage in my workplace, and I'm being obstructed now from entering in the door here by this man, simply because my crime is apparently. That's why you have this vest here, this security, because I would not call a young boy there. I wouldn't endorse transgenderism, and I'm being obstructed now from going in the door here. We've had the fines, the €66,000. I've been put in a prison cell unjustly for over 500 days, and now I've been obstructed by this man from going in here. I have a right to be in here today. I have a right. I'm a teacher here.
I
work here.
If you are intended to be here, you will be here with respect and with your,
yes,
with your reputation that you are a teacher.
Yes.
But now they
and
have security because you are not allowed to be here, and it's trespassing that you are doing.
No, that's not true. Absolutely not true. I've been here for the past 7 years. I work here. I've been here every school day, and I have a right to be here.
You
I'm
need
not
to
trespassing.
Be thankful to me. I didn't ring the guards till now because.
Oh, you do whatever you want to do, but I have been here every day, and I will be here. I will be here. That's not true.
And
I will be here.
And you want
where I teach and where I work.
And you want to disturb the decorum of school. Yesterday, we
so this is what we have here now. Today, I'm being obstructed from entering into my workplace where I teach and have taught for the past 7 years. Of course, it's all arising out of the fact that I wouldn't accept transgenderism and call a young boy they. We've had the past. We've seen this. We've seen Judge David Nolan. This was his desire now that I would be treated as a pariah and shut out of the place where I belong, where I'm entitled to be as a Christian, as a teacher, simply because I couldn't feed something to, you know, endorse transgenderism, tell a young boy that he might be a monstrosity to anybody of a sound mind, I would say, but also anybody of a Christian belief. He made them male and female. That's my belief. I'm entitled to be here. This school has a Christian ethos. That's why it was made. That's why Andrew Wilson founded it.
Live from our studios at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock, it's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. Big debates, the big stories of the day, and where your opinion counts.
Tommy, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Tommy?
Okay. Do you know what? That Burke, he should be locked up until he learns his lesson.
And what's the lesson he's going to learn? He has been locked up. He's been locked up, as you heard, for over 500 days. So he has...
but he simply didn't learn his lesson. He's breaking a court order, simple as that. If I broke a court order, I'd be locked up and brought back to court.
Yeah, you know, Burke has been locked up several times, but it hasn't solved...
Keep him in. Him and his family are still mad. Christian beliefs. Well,
in your opinion, you may not share their beliefs. But
can somebody tell me this? He was only part time there, and when he signed on then for full time, he brought all this up. He was there for 2 years as a part time teacher and never said anything. Then he brings it up when he gets full time. He's a fucking waster, in my opinion. He should be locked up. He's at breaking court order after breaking court order. Simple as that.
Okay, but as
he's no longer employed by the school.
Okay, a judge recently said that he wasn't minded to jail him again because it's just giving him more publicity, basically. Do you think he should be made to pay?
Simple fact. He's breaking a court order, should be locked up, let out, goes, does it again, send him back in. If you don't pay your TV licence, an old-age pensioner doesn't pay her TV licence, she's locked fucking up.
Okay, so you would like to see Burke being locked up. He already owes the state €225,000 in unpaid fines, nearly a quarter of €1 million in unpaid fines. Yeah. But should he not be just made to pay for the cost of the security guard?
But she's not going to pay it. If he won't pay the fines, he's not going to pay the security guard. I was reading on some of your messages there online. He's a black man. It doesn't make a difference whether he's black or white or green.
Now, and I have to say, the fact is, the racism, it doesn't take long before the veil falls off their faces. Christian conservatives are the most hateful people you could ever meet in your life. They really are. Christian conservatives are...
You're talking about Christian. Look at Christianity and look at the Catholic Church in Ireland.
Yeah, but the things that these people are saying about the security guard because his skin happens to be brown is playing right into their hands. Oh, It's a migrant worker. Is it illegal? First of all, to get a security license, you can't be illegal. Okay, so they didn't get him. They didn't get him from an iPass center. This is a man working in security. Lots of foreign nationals work in security. And if that is your biggest issue, that the person that's employed as a security guard is a foreign national,
that says it all.
Go fuck off. And pardon me for being blunt. Go fuck yourselves if that's your big issue.
Yeah, exactly. He's paying his tax.
Exactly.
He's not living off the stair.
So this guy, Enoch Burke, the school has been forced to hire a security guard to keep him out of the premises. You're saying, no, don't make him pay for that. Just throw him back into prison again.
Throw him back in, yeah. Leave the fucker in there until he rots if he doesn't obey the court order. Simple as that. The guards aren't doing their job. No, I sent you a message there about a serious assault and I got no reply back. The guards didn't do their job. And they still haven't done their job.
And do you think the guards should be getting involved in the Enoch Burke thing? Should the guards be going down to the...
Yes, they should, because there's a court order there.
But that's what he wants, Tommy. He craves publicity.
I know that. Bring him off in the fucking back of the squad car. He's breaking a court order.
If a guy out there breaks
a barn order or a safety order, he's straight into jail. No fucking difference with him.
I know, the one thing that annoys me is that the Burke family are devout. They're fundamental Christians, aren't they?
That's exactly their religion.
You're allowed to believe. The thing is, the Burkes and Burke supporters want, they all say he should be able to say whatever he believes in. Yet they don't want someone who believes in 10 genders to be able to say what they believe in. So you can't have it both ways. Oh. You either should be entitled to your beliefs or you shouldn't be entitled to your beliefs. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Why didn't he bring
all this up before he went full time in the school?
But what annoys me is he's a Christian. He's a fundamental Christian. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's a gobshite.
Yes, he is lying. He's literally lied in that video by saying that he lost his job because he won't accept transgenderism.
Which isn't what happened.
Not what happened. Mm. Okay, so as a Christian, Enoch, and I'm sure you'll get to hear this podcast, as a Christian, Enoch, you should do better than to lie. And I've heard other members of the family on videos saying that as well. Lying barefaced, that's why he was locked up in prison. He was not locked up in prison because he wouldn't accept that there's more than two genders.
He was locked up in prison for breaking a court order.
So why are they lying barefaced as Christians?
Because they believe that this ultimately, and Burke believes himself, that this ultimately started from him disagreeing with calling a boy.
Well, that's where it did start, but
That's not why he was suspended. And
why
it's
can
not
people
why,
not get that into their thick skulls?
And it's not why he was arrested and jailed. Our number is 085 825 2626 if you would like to get involved in this. Stay there for a second, Tommy. Jacqueline, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jacqueline?
How are you?
Good, thanks, Jacqueline. What did you want to say?
You have to go back to the start here now, Adrian and Jeremy. They knew his beliefs. It was a Protestant school. They knew his beliefs. Whether they employed him as a part-time or a full-time teacher, it's neither here nor there. They knew his Christian beliefs, and they respected him for who he was. They're his beliefs are his beliefs. When you're talking about free speech, I don't mind if somebody says they're an animal, they're a dog, they're a cat, they're a rat, whoever. But you treat them as a dog, a cat, or a rat. He did not sign on to be told to call a boy a girl or a he gay.
No, but a teacher. But a teacher has to keep their beliefs outside the classroom. In the same.
Why do you think you have Christian thinking? Why did you have catechism in schools? Why do the Muslims have a mosque? Why do the Jewish have a synagogue?
And in fairness, Jeremy,
Hold on a minute. That man has put himself through college, I'm sure, through teacher training college, as the rest of his family are accredited to the mother and father with all the degrees and everything else they have. And he's putting a woman forward for President of Ireland, and she wouldn't even answer a question, a civil question asked in a civil way to a young fella who's afraid for his brother. You should be ashamed of yourselves. You should have a bit of respect just for the fact that he put himself through college. He's never done there saying everybody's sponging off the government, everybody's this, everybody's
okay,
that.
Let me ask you then, Jacqueline. Do you believe that this man has a right to enter the premises of a school that he's been suspended from duty from? He's been suspended.
I think that whatever crimes he's committed, he's paid for. You were talking the other day about what is prison for, if only to redeem people. Some people think it's to redeem themselves, to better themselves. Look at your one, had somebody in with a gun, that had gun experience and was caught with a gun, was sentenced to prison, and she brought her into the Dáil. No disrespect to that girl, she served that crime. But it was up to Catherine Conley to make sure that she was told, she had told the relative people, because I was the boss here.
This guy has been told by the courts of the land not to go on the premises of Wilson's Hospital School, okay?
And if he doesn't show up for work, he won't get wages, so the fines won't be paid. So what's he supposed to do? Get himself a little mint and print it out himself?
You believe that he is well within his rights to stand outside that school every single day and demand to be allowed in?
Yes.
But he's been suspended. Yes. He doesn't work there.
He does work there. It's a technicality why he's not in there. It's a technicality. The principal who caused all this to do is gone. He flew his kite. He's gone. The principal was supposed to follow.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Jacqueline. You and that's fair enough. You respect Enoch Burke's rights to his beliefs, okay? And you think that... regardless of his beliefs, he believes that, you know, there's a man in the clouds that made the world, and that's his belief, and that's fine. I don't believe that. I think that's nonsense.
Let me finish.
So you believe in his right to believe whatever he wants. Then would you have a problem with a teacher who turned around to a class and said there's 50 different genders? So if your child came home...
Yes, I would.
Oh, but hang on, that's the teacher's belief.
No, but hang on a second. No, No,
hang on a second. You either believe...
Religion has nothing got to do with your sexuality.
No, you just said that every teacher should have a right to their beliefs. And I said, would you have a problem with a teacher? I don't know, do you have young kids?
I'm at the raid in my family now, okay. But I tell you this for nothing. But if one of them came in to me tomorrow and said at 13, 14, 15, I want to be a boy or I want to be a girl, you wouldn't have shite. I'd had a harder time putting food on the table than this.
Well, that's another story. And then you'd lose your kids and they'd disown you and stuff like that, because you're supposed to love your children. You know you're supposed to love your children unconditionally.
I love them.
No, you know you're supposed to love them.
Okay. When I bring my child.
Again.
There's no way when I bring my child to a doctor and have them mutilated.
I want to go back to the conversation.
Answer the question, by the way.
She's not going to answer the question.
I want to answer the question. You believe that Enoch Burke is entitled to his beliefs, and in fact you said fair play to him for standing up for his beliefs, okay? Now, let me put it to you.
Yes.
You have a child in school who's 13 years of age, and that child comes home to you today and say, "Oh, teacher, well, how'd you get on in school today, Janice?" And Janice says to you, "Mammy, yeah, our teacher says he believes that there's 150 different genders. That's his belief. He told us in class today that there's about 150 different genders." What would you say to that?
I'd say to him, "Come here, son. There was Adam and Eve. That's what I was taught. And what do you teach your children? Only what you were taught, Jeremy.
Okay.
What do you teach your children? And come here, I tell you, so if I was a Muslim, there's no way would you describe my God as a sky fairy who comes down and tells you what to do and this and that. Because you know why? They'd fucking behead you on O'Connell Street and that'd be the end of you.
Sorry, I'm entitled
that'd
to
that'd be the end of you.
Jacqueline, let me go back to Enoch Burke. Enoch Burke is standing outside this school day in and day out. The school has had to hire security to keep him out of the school.
He didn't have to hire security. He never went inside the gate.
He tried to go in the video we just played the clip from. He was trying to get past
the security. He was on the school premises. He was trying to go into the school and the security guard stopped him.
At the end of the day, they did that. They tried to catch that man out on many an occasion. That man, like his sisters and his brothers, knows the law. He's caught in a catch-22 situation. He's damned if he does and he damns if he doesn't. If he gives up that fight, he's saying, they'll sack him and that's it, end of story. No pension, no nothing. And if he doesn't continue doing what he's doing, he's not going to get any wages. They have to pay his wages because he's suspended.
Tommy, what do you say to all of that? That he has a right to be there, the school doesn't need...
He has no right. He has absolutely no right to be there.
He has.
There's a court order saying
he has every
not to
right
go near the
that
school.
You have to be on the phone telling
all right,
me.
Mrs. If you break a court order, where would you end up? You fucking Egypt. He's no right there. He's
I
breaking
know
a court
Egypt.
Order.
I know Egypt,
jail.
But I let him... come here and I tell you, what would you do now if your son was caught riding hell on the tractor or the fucking trailer or whatever it is you're walking from?
I tell you what you do, you wouldn't shite.
You know what you do? You'd fucking pay somebody off. That's what you all did down the country. Don't fucking tell me. I might have went to you, but Mr. John is on the way.
I have a 15-year-old daughter and she's lesbian. She told me that, right? She loves women.
That's no
fair play to her.
That's no
fair. So does that make her a fucking boy?
No, she doesn't want to be a boy. Somebody who has a penis and thinks that they just because they take hormones and their chest enlarges and they put a bit of lipstick and a wig on is a girl. Does that make your son a girl?
No, it wouldn't. Everything is all right. Gender.
Once you're pointing the finger at somebody else, it's when it comes inside your own hall door.
But see, this is
you're
not the point.
You're telling me when you pick your daughter up? Are you telling me when you pick your daughter up from the crib? The first thing you said is, "Can't wait for her to bring her girlfriend home." You didn't, you shy. I can't wait to walk her down the aisle. Whether it's man, woman, or
the brainwashing and indoctrination that you're talking about into trans ideology, let's just say, is no different than the brainwashing and indoctrination that Enoch Burke would want to do about his religious beliefs. So it's the exact same thing.
He wasn't a religious teacher.
He didn't have any input into their children.
So his job.
His job.
For what he believes.
So, as a, I think he was German and was a German in history. But
German in history. Yeah.
Your job, your job as a geography teacher, for argument's sake, is to teach, is to teach about mountains and rivers and clouds. It's not to teach.
And say, Jeremy, what do you think? Where do you think the highest lake is in Ireland? Adrian, where do you think the highest lake is? That's history and geography and everything else. And what battle was fought in 1866 and all that. But when he's calling your name, when he's calling your name and you want to be called Patricia and your name is Patrick, that's a different kettle of fish.
Okay, stay with me for 1 second. I've a load of calls coming in on this. Our WhatsApp number is...
I love her, by the way. She's brilliant. Great. She's great.
085-825-2626. If you would like to throw your tuppence worth in, we're asking basically, should Enoch Burke be made to pay the cost of a security guard outside Wilson's Hospital School that's been hired by the school to keep him out, basically? Our number is 085-825-2626. This is Keith.
Should he not be made to pay for a security guard that's made stand there at the school because the man wouldn't recognise a young boy as a young girl? Come on, lads, common sense for fuck's sake. XY chromosomes. That's why he fucking lost his job. That's why he got locked up, his freedom taken away from him. Because of his religious beliefs. Now go back a couple of weeks, you had a couple of Muslims up here telling people that they should, you know, respect their ways and respect their beliefs, and they're not here to take over. But when an Irish man stands up and asks you to respect his fucking beliefs, he's a criminal. He's happy to see him being locked up. He's happy to see every penny being drained out of man's life. He's all fucking crazy. Anybody who's against it, see that thing Condi as well, and all the retards. I hope some of them are listening to this today. All the fucking retards. Who are all about freedom of speech, but only when it's their way. I don't know. The world is going Dixon's out there, it is.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Teresa, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Teresa.
Hey, Adrian. I just believe, look, the man is not sacked from the school, so he's not sacked. He's gone there for his beliefs.
Enoch Burke was dismissed from his job. He was dismissed back in 2023.
And the only reason, by the way, that they're still paying him because there's an appeal going on at the moment. So like with any job, like with any grievance you have with a job, there is an appeal going on as to your dismissal. So he was dismissed. They are still paying you. So that is the reason he's still being paid. And again, I have to stress this again. He was not dismissed because he refused to recognise transgenderism. That's not why he was dismissed. Like, how do people, even though we've said that a million times, how do people not get that?
And he was dismissed because of his behaviour.
Yeah.
How he handled things.
In fairness, if I spoke to my boss, or if I had an incident with my boss the way he did, I would not expect to be able to keep my job as well. And you saw in the video of him yesterday with that security guard trying to barge his way past the security guard. I mean, calm down, Enoch. Like, get a hobby. Just get a hobby. Like, there's no need. There's no need for any of this.
You know what? I just ask you a question, right? He's been a teacher for a very, very long time. That's what he knows. That's what he's been. And it seems any students that he's taught have all spoke very highly of him. So he's not just some asshole teacher. He's a good teacher. He has good moral. That's how he is.
Okay, the fact of the matter is, Teresa, he was he was dismissed from his job. Okay, and okay. If I get dismissed from a job, I'm not really welcome on the premises again. Sure, you're not. Generally speaking, when you get thrown out of a job,
clear your desk.
Welcome in the premises anymore.
When both myself and Adrian were made redundant from a certain job, we were told, okay, you're going to finish up on the 20th of the month, and it's understood that you don't turn up the next day for work because
it's all over.
So, I mean, in the video, you can see him trying to get past the security guard to go in and teach the class. What class? They have a new teacher. He's not a teacher there anymore. I just don't get that.
How sad is that? No, honestly, like, how sad is that? Amanda has went to college. She was trying to do all that. A whole lot to be a fantastic teacher, and the school just say, do you know what? You don't fit in now because society has changed.
Again, there is an appeal going on the background, and as we said, that's why he's still being paid. But the bottom line is, he was dismissed from his job. Now, pending that appeal, we'll see what happens with that appeal. if he got his job back, then he's entitled to go to the school again. But at this moment in time, he can't just rock up, and the court has ordered him to stay away from the school. So,
listen, in courts, do we believe any of the courts? Let's be honest. I only watched a thing yesterday about a guy with thousands of scum, absolute filled pictures of tortured and raped children on his phone.
Walked away, disgusting.
And it happens, it's happened on a daily basis. It's on a daily basis that these walk from the court and a certain Judge Nolan and they walk out that court.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Back to the man. This man is, right, his beliefs didn't align with the school, but them beliefs were never come into question. It's only a new thing.
No, but a teacher's job is literally just to teach and nothing else. That is the job of a teacher. In the same way that, well, we've done topics in the past about should teachers let kids know if they're gay? Because chances are, well, there's loads of teachers that work in schools that are gay, and the overwhelming majority of people, and I'm sure would you agree that teachers should keep their sexuality out of the classroom?
Absolutely. Yeah. 100% okay. I do.
Your way of life, your lifestyle, your sexuality, your religious beliefs should not be brought into a classroom. Your job when you were a teacher in that classroom is to teach the curriculum, and that is it. And if there is a child there that is transgender, and if there is a child that now wants to be identified by their new name, and they don't want to use their dead name, as it's called, anymore, you have to go by that. Them's the rules. And if you were a parent,
you can't have to go by that. Listen, when you go into a place,
you have to leave your religious beliefs at the door.
When you go into a job, any job, you start in any job, and you sign yourself in for the job, you sign yourself in as that person. That's the person who's gone into that building. You've signed yourself in as a female.
Okay, well, let me ask you that question.
Hold on. If there's a building in the fire, and there's a fire in the building, then they have to evacuate. They say, does Mary Bourne is still missing? Oh, Mary Bourne said we have to go in and look for her. It's not Mary Bourne that's missing. It's Johnny Jack is missing. He's written as a female.
Okay. Again, we're getting bogged down on this. The point is.
Well, the point is that's not why he was dismissed from his job.
No, so it's an irrelevant conversation.
He claims it is, but it wasn't the reason that he was dismissed from his job.
Teachers are literally there to teach, and that's all. Nothing more. They have to leave their beliefs in the same way.
And by the way.
Yeah.
Faced with that dilemma of calling a student by they pronouns, he could have said, this isn't for me, this isn't the place I want to work in, and walked out the door and quit his job because it wasn't for him, rather than blatantly ignoring the guidance of the school.
And Teresa, that's just about being a...
You're giving the student the power now. Okay, do you know what? I don't agree with that. I leave my position and I'd get a new job.
Okay, but
you're giving kids too much power.
But Teresa, as well, fundamental Christians and evangelicals, don't believe in the LGBT community. Okay, so if you were anti-LGBT, Teresa, and you worked in an office job, if you turned around to a gay member of staff and said, "I think your lifestyle is disgusting. Gay people are disgusting. They're literally, it's a sin from God." Do you think you'd be able to keep your job after saying that to a person you worked with?
Firstly, the job I work in is
would you get away with that? My point is that I'm trying to make to you is...
You're making that's a hatred, and that's a horrible thing to say to somebody. That is it.
But if that's your belief, based on religion, if your belief based, a lot of religions believe that gay people are a sin, that it's a sin from God. You know, if we had Enoch Burke on the phone now and I asked him, what do you think of same-sex marriage? I can tell you what the answer would be, okay? So my point is, your religious beliefs have to stay at the door.
All right, let me bring in some more calls on this. Our number is 085-825-2626. The calls are absolutely flying in here. This is Bill.
Lads, I can't come on today. I'm in work. I'm always in work when he's not doing it, which is unfortunate. I'm on my break here now. Listen to his every day on the way home from work. I think he's great. That's being honest with you now. Enoch Burke, if you've seen the video yesterday, which I'm sure you did, of him trying to get past the security guard, He was telling security guard that he walks there and he's a right to go into work and he can't block him going into work. I don't get why he said that. He doesn't walk there. He got sacked from there. Why is he telling the security guard he can walk there? He's having, you know, reason to be into his, go to his job and do his day's work because he's a teacher. But he's none of them things anymore. I don't know whether he's lost his teaching license or you can't lose a teaching license. I'm not sure which way that works. But he doesn't walk there anymore. So him telling the security guard he's walking there is madness. Now, you're going to get a lot of people that go, oh, security guard was another immigrant or import, blah, 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 blah. But which, you know, he's walking, so he's every right to be here, I suppose, at the end of the day. But I just think that, you know, Enoch Burke, he stood up for his beliefs and credit to him for doing that. He kept saying he was sacked for not calling a transgender kid day. I had to agree on that. I wouldn't either. That's just my personal opinion. But that's not why he was sacked. And people need to realise that is not why he was sacked. He gave abuse, verbal abuse, to the headmaster or the headmistress of that school. That's why he was dismissed. Not necessarily because he wouldn't say they, because he gave the headmaster, headmistress, verbal abuse, nasty abuse. Now, like I said, he, you know, I give him credit for his beliefs, because I'd be the same. But no, he shouldn't be forced to pay for the security guard. Absolutely not. The school put the security guard there, not him. So no, he shouldn't be forced to pay for it. Lads, love the show. Always do.
Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
What is boring? I listen to the idiot callers you've had on today about this topic.
Okay, what is annoying you?
People trying to condone what Enoch Burke did or saying, oh, you know, he isn't fired. They just are ignoring the facts. He was fired for verbally attacking the principal. He has repeatedly violated court orders, been repeatedly trespassing at the school. The scumbag Burke should be locked up in prison for 10 years with no early release to send a message. And this fucking madness.
Lock him up in prison
and keep him there.
Tell us how you really feel, Anto. Holy God.
Oh, I tell you how I really feel. If I was the war in that prison, he would have had the guards just take the baton to him. No, defend this madness.
Here, calm down. He doesn't deserve to be locked up for years. He hasn't done anything.
He should be locked up for 10 years. He keeps breaking the law. He keeps breaking the law.
The facts of the matter
is...
That's
the message. This needs to end. Lock him up.
All right. Hang on. Deep breath. The fact of the matter is, Anthony, that he has broken court orders not to turn up at the school because he firmly believes he's entitled to be there. He firmly believes that he still works for the school and he's entitled to go to work. You believe he should be locked up?
He should be locked up because he kept repeatedly violating the court orders. He was told repeatedly, stay away. He won't stay away. Time to lock him up in prison for 10 years and keep him there with no early release.
There you go, Teresa. He should be locked up and throw away the key.
That is absolutely crazy. That is crazy. The man is suspended. Was it all handled wrong? Absolutely. Should have stayed at the principal. He should have been called in the office. This is how we're progressing within the school. Do I agree with all that? He, she, dare them. No. School is confusing enough when you're young. Let people just be a kid. Whatever you want to be sexually, outside the school, you be that. When you're an adult, you choose whatever you want to be. The most important thing to be teaching in school is drugs. We have a huge drug problem. A huge drug problem. And the only sexual thing they should be getting in school is about bad touches. There was a fabulous lady put on a video of not where not to touch. That's how simple it should be in school. School should be an amazing learning place, a safe place, but nothing got to do with any sexuality in there. No he, she, they, them. And the principal is the one that should be responsible for this.
Well, there you go, Anthony.
That woman is just mad. I mean, let's see. Burke verbally attacked the principal. That's what got him sacked from the school. He was sacked. He can't accept he got sacked.
I'm still talking.
Wait till I'm done talking.
And good for half you. Minutes. You want to take a little shit there.
Half minute.
He is suspended. from his position. Suspended.
He got fired.
We know how to spell fired.
Anto,
relax.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
He's suspended at the moment, Anto, just for you. Well, take a little chill.
He got fired.
Okay, we're not arguing over
what he did. It is still pending.
Okay, dismissed, Anto.
Oh my
dismissed.
God, you sound lovely, Anto. What did you walk out in your life?
You're annoying me. That's what you're doing. You're annoying me. That just boils my blood.
Okay.
Did you work for the government, Anto?
If I worked for the government, I'd be living in a much better house.
You would be well.
Fired. If I was, I'd be living in a much better house.
And Teresa, you'd be fired. F-I-R-E-D. Fired.
Oh my God, fired.
You'd be fired.
What do you work at, Anto?
Well, that's irrelevant what he works at. The point is...
No one's asked me where I'm working.
Anto, can I ask you a question? Was Enoch Brooke fired? I didn't get that.
He was fired. It's the fact.
Okay, so
he keeps going back to that school that he was fired from, trespassing, violating court orders. He needs to be locked up in prison.
Okay,
for
a suggestion by the judge the other day that he should be made to pay for the cost of the security guard. Do you think he should?
He should just be locked up in prison and kept there until he accepts that he got fired, and then after he gets out of prison, maybe go find a job as a private tutor for someone else, like in Russia, for example. He won't get a job here in Ireland, let me tell you that much.
All right, stay with me for a second. Our number is 085-825-2626. Let me bring in more of your opinions, and they are coming in thick and fast. This is Stephen.
A crowd of pricks, the lot of you, that's what ye are. Ye know well that man is right, and ye know once he goes to the European Court of Human Rights, he wins. The school don't want him to go. They don't want him to go to the European school, they don't want him to go to the European Court of Human Rights, because he's going to win, just like the nurse in Scotland.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, John supports Enoch Burke.
How you doing, guys? If somebody wants to be called a day, then they'll be called what they want when they're at home, but not when they're in school. And I'm with Enoch Burke on this. This should never have went this far. It should never have went this far, you know. But the fact of the matter is, yes, he's a teacher. And he was right in what he said and what he done. You know, he said he didn't give in, and I wouldn't have given in either. I said it to you before. I would never, ever refer to anybody other than a he or she, because at the end of the day, that's what we were born. We were born male and fucking female, and that's the way it'll always be. Whether it's be religious or this or that, you know, it is what it is, guys, at the end of the day. You know, thanks, guys. Good luck.
Now, Henry, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Henry?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good, thanks, Henry. What did you want to say on this?
Jesus Christ, like, Enoch Buck, like, everybody needs to get through their bloody thick skulls, right? That's not the reason why he was suspended, because he filmed and humiliated the school principal in a conference.
And that's exactly the only way. That is exactly what happened, and he was suspended.
I'm sorry, to Stephen, was it Stephen's message there just before the break there? Where you were saying this will go to the European Court of Human Rights. Well, I don't know if it will, because everybody, when they join, I don't know if you work for a living, Stephen, when you join a company, no matter what that company is, there is a handbook, rules of conduct, and there's certain things that you cannot do. And if you do, then you can be made, what was the word Anthony used?
F-I-R-E-D.
You can be fired. Okay, so there will be a handbook, yeah. there will be rules. You have to, when you work in any place, be it a hospital, a school, a spa, centra, wherever you work, There are certain rules that you have to abide by, and if you don't, you can be let go from your job. That's all. This is not down to transgenderism. It's not down to what you call a child. If you want to refer to a child as a cat, this is down to how you behave when you're in the workplace. So I think Stephen being all cocky there about, well, it goes to the European Court, you'll all be fucking, you'll be all crying then. You don't know anything about workplace handbooks then. And about
go on anyway, Henry. Yeah,
because Jeremy took the words out of my mouth there. right? Because, like, I guarantee you, some of these guys that are ringing and saying, you know, I'm sped flat. Because, you see, if any of them ran a company and their employees talked to them the way they did like that, if Philemon did what Enoch Burke did, they'd fire him on the spot and they'd be getting him nothing but a P45.
And that is the bit that people seem to be forgetting in this particular case, that he was not fired for his views on transgenderism.
And the thing is with Enoch Burke, right? Everybody's saying everybody should respect Enoch Burke's views and all. Sure, what respect does Enoch Burke show for other people? Nothing. Like, him and his family know are just nothing but a bunch of narcissists, really, like. Because, like, they follow people around, they film people, and I think what the Burks really want to do is they're trying to wait for somebody to bloody assault them so they can take a case. I think what they're trying to do is they're going around trying to provoke people into doing something against them. And you know, that, and one of these days, I say somebody will lose their patience and bloody hit them because they're really harassed, going around harassing people, and that's not on either, like, because, like, that'd be a bit like if I don't like you, Adrian, or Jeremy, I go up and I start filming you, you know, just because I don't like your bloody show. Like, where does it end, like, really?
Okay, so to all of the calls, and we've had quite a number of them, fully defending Enoch Burke, saying that he has the right to be outside that school. He should actually get his job back, is what some of them are saying. What do you say to those people?
No, he shouldn't get his job back because, you see, the way he went about it the wrong way. Like, if I went into my... It's like if I spoke to my boss now, in a manner that Enoch Burke spoke to his principal, not only will I be fired, but I probably get bad references for the rest of my life.
Okay, so the judge suggested the other day that Enoch Burke should be made to pay the cost of the security guard outside Wilson's Hospital School. Do you think he should be made to pay it?
I think pay should be taken off him and given to the security guard to keep him out.
Okay, so his wages that he's still getting from the school should be diverted to that security guard.
Yeah, because, you see, like, the thing is, like, with Burke, right, like people are saying, oh, he's doing this, you know, because he has strong beliefs. I guarantee you he's getting millions from evangelicals in the US. Because he has to be getting finances from somewhere other than his work salary, than his teacher's salary, because there's no way he'd be able to keep up this charade without financial help.
All right, Henry, stay there for one second. We had Stephen on a rampage there a minute ago.
Yeah.
He's been back on to us.
Back. He always has to have the last say.
He's been back on to us.
Okay, part two.
Jeremy Gobshite, how did the nurse get on in Scotland when her boss sacked her? Do you remember when the doctor, the man, kept getting into the woman's dressing room? Yeah. She won, didn't she? And changed the whole British section on transgenderism. No. You're raging.
No, because...
Are you raging, Jeremy?
No, because... And I know that story. The nurse who complained about sharing a changing room with a transgender doctor, yeah? This is not about transgenderism. I don't know how many times we have to say that this is not about... This is about... And the reason that he was pulled up by the principal was because of his behaviour in the school and his behaviour afterwards. So it's nothing got to do with transgenderism whatsoever. It's about behaviour in the workplace. And again, if you had a job, Stephen, you might know this. When you work for a company, there are rules you have to abide by. I couldn't punch Adrian now. I could...
I mean, you could try.
Although that's ridiculous. No, we both own this company.
No, but you couldn't walk into your other job and go and punch your boss.
Oh, I'd love to.
Yeah, no.
Only joking, Dave.
But would you be sacked on the spot?
Myself and Adrian worked for a company a good few years ago, and we had an incident with our boss at the time over a disagreement. We said one thing and he disagreed, and he came up to our face and shouted at us what we thought was inappropriately, and... We should have got him sacked at the time, and we didn't bother. But he would have had no grounds of defence there.
Nope.
No grounds. You have to behave in a certain way when you are in a workplace. And that's what it comes down to. It's nothing to do with I want to identify as a cat or a bat or a... Although, why would someone want to identify as a bat?
You wouldn't.
Ridiculous.
Let me bring in a few more opinions before we wrap this up. Like Grace.
Hi, guys. Jeremy, you're saying teachers are there to teach, then students are there to learn. So... I think it should work both ways, then you just leave your shit at the door and don't take that into school. The problem that I have with, you know, you saying his beliefs are wrong, you don't believe in a man in the sky, you have your absolute right to feel that way. But he has his absolute right to feel the way he feels about transgenderism. And I think a little bit of tolerance and a little bit of understanding here would go a long way. You can't be wrong because you won't compromise on your views. If I said to you, right, Jeremy, let's go to mass every single Sunday, you'd say to me, I don't want to go. I don't believe in that. And why should I force you or make you feel bad because you don't believe in God? There has to be a little bit more tolerance and understanding here. Of course, he has gone to jail because he broke the bar and order, and that is a punishable offence, and they have to follow through with that because bar and orders are very serious. They protect a lot of people. However, I think the fact that he's been made out to be some kind of psycho because of his beliefs is completely wrong. Everybody should be respected for their beliefs, regardless of what it is.
All right, Grace, thanks very much indeed. And finally, Emma.
Teresa, I don't think you're getting the point. The whole thing is, he's a teacher. Nobody needs to know his personal beliefs. So, for example, he doesn't agree with transgender. Okay? Keep your mouth shut. Teach the students. It's like someone coming into the classroom and going, well, I'm racist. I'm not teaching that student. Do you think that's okay? It's the same thing. It's not okay. They have to keep their beliefs at the door, do what they're meant to do, get their job done and go home. They are literally there to teach. They are not there to give personal opinions about transgender, race, anything.
All right, and one final message from Martin.
Dad, sorry I won't be able to respond today, but a bit of a controversial one. The thing is with Enoch Burke is I fully stand behind his beliefs, fully understand why he did what he did, but the way he's going about it is preposterous, to say the least. If he just said, I'm not calling he, she, or whatever, and just messed up and left the school and made no fucking thing about it and they just suspended him for that, that's fair enough. But no, he made a holy show of himself. Do I think he needs to pay for the security guard? No, I don't. I think he should be let back in. The child, as far as I know, the child has gone out of the school, the principal has gone out of the school, just let him back in. Jeremy's saying there about his beliefs. If he wants to believe in God, somebody can believe in 50 different genders. That's comparing apples to oranges, because that school was a Christian school, it's a church finance school, so there is a religious ethos to that school. And also, you might say they're both a load of bollocks, that there's a man in the sky that made the world and there's 50 different genders. But certainly, I more believe there's somebody in the sky that made the world than 50 different genders.
All right, Martin.
Sorry, I think both are, by the way, Martin, I think both are just as ludicrous. I think it's ludicrous that people believe Adam and Eve, we all come from them. And I also believe it's ludicrous that there can be 1,000 different genders. So I believe both are ludicrous.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each time we upload a new episode, which is now 6 days a week. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one. Now, there we go.
I get a new script. You say the same thing at the end of every show. It's boring. I was listening to all the podcasts last night. Listened to the whole week of them back to back.
Did you?
Very entertaining podcast this week.
But then, what are you giving out about?
You say the same thing at the end of them.
These are professional about it. I listened to one you did last week. Jeez, you were all over the shop like a madman shite.
Oh, that interview?
Yeah,
all over the shop. That I've been praised over?
No, not that one. The other one, when Katie was on with you. All over the shop like a madman shite. You're so unprofessional.
And they can subscribe if you get your podcast.
At least I know what to say. You blubber along.
We'll catch you on the next one.
You're welcome to Opinions Matter.
We'll catch you on the next one. What does that even mean? We'll catch you. Who are you catching? You couldn't catch it.
The last one, you were doing all this. Oh, welcome to Opinions Matter. I'm Jeremy.
Okay, point taken. We're both brutal. How do we both end up?
Doing this shite.
Jaron wants to know how many genders there are. Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I believe there's two, Darren. Okay. I've said that before. I believe there's only two genders. I do believe there's a difference between gender and sex. They're two different things, aren't they? So I Here's what I'm going to say. We didn't get a chance to say this. I believe in two genders, yeah? Don't put the music up and down. Yeah.
No. I'm Jeremy. Thank you for listening.
Was it that bad? Well, can we delete that episode?
It was literally all over the
show. Delete that episode.
And over there is Casey. Hello, Casey.
Hello, I'm Casey.
I was saying I believe in two genders, yeah?
Yeah.
But I would also believe...
I believe in two genders!
But I also believe that if someone wants to identify as gender fluid or gender queer or whatever the case may be, that I will respect their right because it's called being respectful.
Oh, you're brilliant.
Do the music again.
That's it from Opinions Matter. We'll be back the next time.
What episode was that?
It was all over the place like a madman shite.
Why do madmen have different shites?
They
than the
do.
Rest of
they it? Shite all over the place.
That's very politically incorrect.
What, the madman shite?
Madman shite.
All over the place.
Anyway, so you're full. Who's ringing you here? We can answer that phone. Who's this?
Oh, who is that? No. I wouldn't be.
Oh, who's that ringing
you? Oh, Jesus, that looks dodgy.
Oh, it's someone looking for maintenance. Every time Adrian's phone rings, he's terrified that it's someone looking for maintenance.
Thanks for listening today, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.